Live from the Fortress of Freedom and giving America a voice, I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, teenage female athletes in several states fighting back against transgender competitors they say are quite simply men in women's competitions and crying foul and taking their complaints now to the federal government. Two, the liberal media, handmaidens to the Democrats, are starting to figure some things out. They notice that Trump supporters are hardcore, fired up and willing to camp out for days to support the president. And in battleground states, his support appears to be rock solid. And number one, the outrage over AOC's ridiculous comments that actually accused Americans of creating concentration camps on the southern border, akin to what happened in World War II, where millions were murdered. Some Democrats having the courage to call her out for the horrendous comparison. Others, quite simply, not quite so brave. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, breaking news. The Iranians have said they are ready for war after shooting down a drone in the Middle East just a few hours ago. The Islamic Republic's state-run IRNA news agency insisting the country's Revolutionary Guard hit the drone when it flew over Iran in a clear message to Washington. The United States saying it was in international airspace, at least 17 miles from the coast of Iran, challenging the claims from Iranians. Earlier, Navy Captain Bill Urban of America's Central Command said no U.S. aircraft were operating in Iranian airspace today. Hossein Salami, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, however, said that Tehran does not have any intention for war with any country, but we are ready for war while insisting that our airspace is a red line. This is the latest example of hostilities between the Iranians and the United States, an escalation of hostilities, if you will, and putting both countries on alert. We'll keep you up to date on this. It's a big story. It is an important story, and hopefully we can avoid war with Iran. But if they continue to provoke, if they continue to attack oil tankers in the Gulf, if they continue to shoot down American aircraft, one can only speculate as to what might happen next. Let's turn now to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her comments, so willfully ignorant, it just seems to me, comparing what we're doing on the southern border where migrants are flooding into this nation voluntarily and illegally by the tens of thousands. It'll be over a million this year, according to the latest estimates, that will be arrested inside the United States that came here illegally, voluntarily, I might add. And for thousands of those folks, they end up in detention centers. They're built there to hold them while they await court actions. Many of them, however, are released into the interior of the country, never to come back again. 9 out of 10 that request asylum never appear for a court date. And yet, Ocasio-Cortez, in all her infinite wisdom and experience, has compared those being held at those detention centers, albeit temporarily, as to being the same as concentration camps during World War II. Concentration camps where Jews and gypsies were murdered by the millions. The comparison just doesn't exist. But you have to hear her say it. You have to understand her saying it because she has yet to apologize and, in fact, has tried to defend her position. It's bite number one. Go.
And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, we can have, okay, whatever. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something. And that the fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing. This is a crisis for ourselves. This is a crisis on if America will remain America in its actual principles and values, or if we are losing to an authoritarian and fascist presidency.
Now, what's really disturbing is that Ocasio-Cortez, I mean, does she think that we have rail cars full of immigrants being shipped off to the crematorium? I mean, what kind of blatant ignorance is this? This is offensive on every level to every person that ever was interned at a concentration camp, to their descendants, to their relatives. This is so far beyond the pale to suggest in any way that America has institutionalized concentration camps. I mean, you have to ask, what is wrong with somebody's synaptic relays? Are they firing properly? Is her brain properly firing? Is she insane? Comments like that are so beyond anything respectable that you have to ask yourself, what is truly wrong with her? Has she been led to believe this by whom? Is this what she was taught in public school? Is it what she learned behind the bar in New York? Where does she arrive at such horrendously inaccurate and invalid conclusions? And how many people think like her? Oh, you know, America arresting illegals at the border. That's just like Hitler in the concentration camps. Let's make this real simple, okay? No comparisons to Hitler, unless you are a brutal, murderous dictator, okay? Maybe Idi Amin could be compared to Hitler. Maybe Maduro could be compared to Hitler if he murders me. You know, Kim Jong-un, maybe you could compare him to Hitler because he's killing some of his own people and murder. Okay, so but to compare an American president who's enforcing the law to Hitler or to what we're doing to Nazi Germany and their practices is absurd, it's offensive, and it is disgusting. Ocasio-Cortez should apologize, period. Won't happen, but she should. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York called her out for what she did and what she said wrong. He's running for president. Nobody cares about that. Nobody even likes him as mayor. But he gets this one. This is a really easy answer. Bite number two, really easy answer, Bill de Blasio.
I'm curious, were you uncomfortable with the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez compared what's going on down at the border with concentration camps? Because some people took offense to that. So wait a minute. And this gets at language. This goes to the same thing. 100%. This is somebody who may not understand what that means.
They are entirely different realities. Yeah.
And so she was wrong, and you would be critical of her. You would tell her not to use that language.
I respect her greatly, and I feel very close to her in terms of philosophy, but of course she was wrong. You cannot compare what the Nazis did in concentration camps, unfortunately, is without any historical. I mean, it's a horrible moment in history. There's no way to compare.
He's right about that. There's no historical comparison, all right? Simple, easy answer. Nancy Pelosi, however, failed. She was asked about it. She equivocated. And then she abdicated her position as leader of the Democrat Party, saying, well, you know, I don't know what she said. It's a real easy answer, Nancy. There's no comparison between Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler. There's no comparison between the American government and the genocide of Jews and gypsies and others in Germany from 1933 until 1945. There is no comparison. Even the clown car of reporters over at CNN got this one right, but Nancy Pelosi couldn't. And so have so many Democrats dropped the ball on this one as well. Let me make it easy for you. What AOC said was wrong and offensive on every level. No two ways about it, no splitting of hairs, black and white, common sense, straightforward honesty. That's what you get here. Becoming America's voice. That's, somebody has to do it. It's 14 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music. music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public statement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student-athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.